All right, let's get the show going. That's right, this is Basement Metal, and this is Stuart Held, and glad everybody is tuning in, settling down, and yeah, we got a heck of a show for you again, as we try to do every week or every other week. As long as the computers are working, we'll have a show for you, even if it's a rerun, okay? Anyway, today on the show, we will have music from some neat groups: AC/DC, Crash Street Kids, Rush, that's right, Rush, Slave Raider, and a lot of other people. So you gotta just kind of tune in and listen to what we're gonna do here. In the meantime, let's start off with one from a band called Slave Raider from 1987. And yes, we're all gonna take the world by storm.
All right, let's get this record started!
In the magazine.
that's the way it ends. Thin Lizzy right there from the Thunder and Lightning album that came out in 1982 in a song called Someday She's Gonna Hit Back. That's right. Ow, and that's gonna hurt in the morning, okay? Just a word of warning. The one before that was Slave Raider from the Twin Cities, actually, which means to the rest of the world, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota in the USA, a local band of where we're originating from. And I figure I forgot about Slave Raider. In fact, I know the guy who mastered that record. He's a good guy. In fact, me and him mastered some other things, too. A guy named Kirby Binder. So should he be listening, and I doubt he is. Hi, Kirby, even if you're not listening. Kirby. You should be listening because he likes this type of stuff. Anyway, that's what you heard. Take the World by Storm from the Slave Raider album, 1987. And yes, that actually starts off that record where they go, all right, let's get this record going. And then when they played live, it was like, all right, let's get this concert going and all that good stuff. So that's what you heard, Slave Raider and Thin Lizzy to start off Basement Metal right here in the basement. This is Stuart Held manning the records here. Here's a band that was called Asia. I know you're thinking, oh, Asia from the 1980s, you know, that group. Nope, this is a different Asia group. Okay, another band that was before the famous one in the 1980s. This band came from Rapid City, South Dakota. I just happened to find this record many years ago in the 1980s, and I thought, Asia? I know, I was thinking, oh, is this their very, very first record? You know, the famous 80s Asia band. And I thought, oh no, this can't be. This is a different group. So I thought I would bring this record home. I spent a dollar on this record, and I'm glad I hung on to it because now I can play it for a show like this. I think you're going to like tracks from this. I'll be playing this here and there on Basement Metal. But this one will be the debut for Basement Metal and a band called Asia from South Dakota from the USA. That's a state here in the United States. And in fact, South Dakota is just west of me, Minnesota. So it's in the general area. Anyway, here's the original Asia band from 1979. I do believe they only had one album. This is the only one I know. Let's play a track from that one called Law of the Land on Basement Metal. Thank you. Basement Metal. It's time to get metalized.
Thank you.
That's a band called The Litter, long out of print. Actually, no, it's back in print. The album is called Emerge. That's the third album that The Litter did. They were more of a 60s psychedelic band. That came out in 1969, and the third album, I mean, they just came out and ripped roar at rocking, actually. Almost every song. Well, there's a couple that are interesting, kind of flower powery, and another one that's really about 12 minutes long. Which one is that? But yeah, the last song in side two is, I think it's like 12 minutes long, and there's a big good drum solo through it, guitars, everything. Everything that you want in a jam band on this record, Emerge. Although The Litter, the first two records, the first record and the second one, the originals, are worth a lot of money, and they are really hard to find. They're sought after right now in the record industry. So if you find any Litter records, just remember, send them right to the basement, right here, okay? Okay, so I'm looking for them too, but I have them already. Anyway, The Litter, A Little Red Book, which was originally written by, Burt Bacharach? Yeah, that's right. Love actually did a good rock version of it in 1967, and it went to, hearing about Burt Bacharach was so appalled that Love actually covered their song and made it a rock song. How dare them! I wonder if he's ever heard this version that came out 2 years later. I can't remember the movie it came from. I think it was like What's New Pussycat or one of those. It could have been that one. Little Red Book was in one of those 60s movies. And the original version was done by Manfred Mann, actually. And they made a real kind of a very laid-back, nice version of it. It sounds like a movie soundtrack. Yeah, I know, Mad for Man, you think of Blinded by the Light and all that. Mighty Quinn, Spirit in the Night. They actually are a very good band, too. In fact, there were some songs by Mad for Man I can definitely play on Basement Metal, but I just haven't picked them out yet. Maybe next show, okay? Unless there's time, maybe I can yank one out, okay, if I can think of it. What did we hear before The Litter? Rush, Live from the Exit Stage Left record, 1981. Beneath, Between, and Beyond, and Behind, and all that good stuff. And then the one before that was Asia, 1979. Not the famous 1980s band. It's the South Dakota band from the USA. Law of the Land is what I played. I can play more from Asia in future shows, actually, if you like that one. This is Basement Metal. This is your host, Stuart Held. Let's keep moving with some more music. I've got a few. I hope to get everything in this hour. And if I don't, I'll just save it for the next Basement Metal show. Here's a track from The Big Life 1987 album by, of all people, Night Ranger. And this is a song called Big Life, right here on Basement Metal. Basement Metal. It's a musical megaphors. Metal coming to you loud and clear.
We'll be right back.
basement metal that is kind of hard rock from 1982, Crash Street Kids from the Little Girls record, and a song called Monday Morning. That's right. I don't think they like Mondays too well. Well, who does? Only Child right before that, Remember the Night. AC/DC from the Power Age album, 1978, and a song called Riff Raff, and Nightlife from 87. The Big Life, okay? Living the life here. This Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Held, and let's do a track from the Illusion record, a band called Illusion from 1985, and a track from that one called Weighs a Ton.
Weighs a ton.
This Basement Metal from the Holy Diver album. Holy Diver Batman, 1983, Dio right there. Yeah, Johnny James Dio, or is it Ronnie James Dio? Oops, I knew a Ronnie, a Jimmy James Dio, whatever. That's a song called Caught in the Middle by Dio. Anyway, Angel right before that from their second record, 1976, Any Way You Want It, and The Illusion from 1985, and a song called Weighs a Ton. That's right, Weighs a Ton. This Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Held. Let's try and see if we can sneak in a couple more before we all adjourn for another week of metal rocking, man. We'll pick up some more stuff on the next time we all get together, too. In the meantime, let's hear one from the, Heading for a Storm album by Vandenberg, and it's a song called Time Will Tell on Basement Metal. Adrian Vandenberg's band, just called Vandenberg right there, and a song called Time Will Tell, 1983. Heading for a Storm record, that's what that came from. Let's do one more here from an older band. They only had one album, as far as I know. Very obscure band, but I thought I would play them on this show. I thought I would play them a little earlier, but that's okay. They can end the show. Here's a band called the Green Bullfrog from 1972, and here's a kind of a good early rocker called Makin' Time.
Makin' Time.
The Green Bullfrog, 1972, in a song called Making Time, right there. Not a bad rocker, actually. Kind of one of those hippie bands, actually, Green Bullfrog. Never heard of them before I purchased the album about half a year ago. And then I finally listened to it and thought, we got to play something from it. Okay, that's why I did it. Anyway, this is Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Held. And yeah, this is the end of the train for this week in Basement Metal. We'll find some more stuff to play next time. We always try to do. And until then, stay busy and stay healthy and just stay. Okay, we'll be here. You will too. Okay, bye, y'all.